For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Seems can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get the headlines brought to you by the New Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy a truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford!
We know trucks.
We are streaming live on YouTube and Twitch, the channel, Miami 560 WQAM. Vlad in for Frog Boy today. It's a Vice Shirt Friday. Leroy Horde got his pineapples on. We got, speaking of delicious, we have preseason action tonight. Dolphins, Bucks. Do you think Tua plays, Leroy?
No. Unlike a lot of other situations, we've seen him with his timing, his mobility, his getting rid of the ball. We've seen all the things we need to see to know that he's ready.
I saw enough. Right. I saw enough, and I also
I would. Now, it sucks that Tyreek and Waddle aren't going to get me a few plays.
Do they need plays? Do they really need plays? Do
they
need
plays? They don't need plays.
They don't need plays.
Everybody says that, dude. Listen, I get what you think, okay? But there's a difference in running full speed in practice and running full speed in a game. And I don't want to hear it if somebody pulls a hammy or a quad or something like that because they went too hard because they hadn't played in any games up until the regular season. I don't want to hear it.
They've already got injuries.
Huh?
Tyreek already had a thumb thing, and then Waddle, they didn't even say what he had, but he was out for like 2 weeks.
And Odell, you haven't seen Odell at all.
Okay. All right.
Who knows if we will.
All right. There's just certain things here. I don't care who you are, how long you've played. There's certain things that you need to go through during camp in the preseason. For people who think that that's not accurate are damn fools. You just have to go through stuff. That's the whole point of it.
Well, did you see? It kind of sounded like Saleh was taking a shot at Mike McDaniel yesterday, you know?
Why?
Well, because Aaron Rodgers came out and he's like, this is the toughest camp I've had in 8 years. And then Robert Saleh was like, yeah, we're not having one of them country club training camps. And they're friends. And it kind of felt like a little dig at his boy.
That's fine, because guess what? If this Aaron Rodgers thing goes south early,
everybody's gone.
Robert Saleh is going to be looking for a job quickly.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be at the country club.
Right. So
his body would be in the streets.
You didn't think that that was a little dig for Vlad? You didn't think that was a little shoddy shot at his boy McDaniel?
There's teams that are doing even less than Mike McDaniel.
I think it was shot at him, at himself and what happened last year with the Jets.
So he
let me ask you a question.
So
let me ask you.
Yeah, because the I'm sorry.
Do we consider Andy Reid one of the best?
Yeah, top five that are alive.
Okay. And you see what he does. So football in sports is cyclical. You see a guy that's won three of the last, what, four?
Uh-huh.
Super Bowls.
Five.
And how he prepares his team for the season. Usually the way that works is people say, okay, I need to have my guys ready at the start of the season instead of going the direct opposite. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I'm just saying that's the way football works.
Well, a lot of people are saying, I think what the thought process is, you know, the Jets have this must-win week one against the 49ers.
No, we don't have a must-win. Stop.
It's
why?
A must-win.
No,
listen, it's a must-win. Like, it really sets the tone.
Wait. Time out. Vlad, first of all, you're in New York. If those guys go out and play a bad game on week one.
It's going to be a bad game, exactly, and there's 16 more after that. Relax. This is the same guy.
No,
this is the same guy that's trying to make week two into a statement game between the Bills and the Dolphins.
So I'm not letting him do that either.
It is a statement game. So you cannot let me.
I'm not trying to
not let me. It is a statement game.
I'm not trying to hear that.
I'm telling you right now, and I will stay true to this, Vlad. If the Dolphins lose week two against the Buffalo Bills, I will not believe in them again until Thanksgiving, unless they beat the Packers on the road.
But you know, there's other games that they will be playing.
Not like that. Prime time. Yeah.
You know,
against your division.
Here, let me say this. Here's the only reason why I fight back against what you are saying. Because you just assume that the same teams are going to be good that were good last year. And the history of football has proven
that there's
four or five teams that made the playoffs last year that won't make them this year. So for you to just go into it and say, this team's going to be good, this team's going to be good, this team's going to be good, like, it's unrealistic. It's not factual.
No.
I have facts. Four or five teams every year who made the playoffs before aren't going to make the playoffs this year. That's a fact. So stop treating all the teams that made the playoffs like playoff teams the next year.
You're not treating them like any playoff team, okay? This is why you're being dismissed.
Who says Buffalo's going to be good?
Doesn't matter. They've won the division five straight years.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Who says Green Bay's going to be good?
When you want to,
Green Bay's going to be good in November?
Come on, dude.
No. Then what's the point in playing the games? Let's just.
I just picked a random game. Make it the Texans game. Make it the Browns game.
Oh,
I don't care.
No.
The point is,
We're not doing random.
The point is, week two is a statement game.
No, it's not.
I will not be talked off this unless Josh Allen is not showing up to that game.
Really?
Week two is a statement game. There is no debate about this. And if they lose there will be no belief until December.
Here's why it's not a statement game. And me and you going to fight over this. We are going to fight over this. Because if they win the first four games, including Buffalo, your ass is going to say, well, wait till Thanksgiving.
No.
So wait a minute. So you're never going to say that. Because if you do, then that would mean, with your own words, that game two wasn't really a statement game.
No, if game
you're
two.
You're never going to say that.
If they're 4-0, they've made their statement.
No. Everybody in football is going to say, but what about last year?
I think it's a fair thing to say.
No,
I won't say
because
that.
Because you won't say that?
Nationally, it's a fair thing to say. The Dolphins embarrassed themselves
listen,
at the end of last year.
No.
I will not let you say this, okay? The Miami Dolphins, all right, embarrassed themselves at the end of last year. They pooped
2 years.
The bed. Yes, but especially last year. I'm giving them the year before because Tua got concussed on Christmas. I'll give it to them. Mulligan. But last year,
you had more injuries.
Not Tua.
No, what?
You had Tua.
But Tua lost three.
Tua.
But you had
You had Tua.
But you had lost three games with Tua.
And you took a big steaming turd on your field on Monday Night Football and blew it and were forced to go to the tundra with old men. Let me finish. I will let you. I'll let you speak. I'll let you speak. I promise. I'm a cordial man. You embarrassed yourself. Ergo, you're going to have to deal with that all year, and that is fair. They made that bed, and they will have to deal with that doubt. But for old Tobes, no doubt. As long as you make that statement week two.
Okay.
The test will still be there.
Now, can I just say this? Here's what is the reality of what everybody refuses to admit. Okay? Where do you rank the Dolphins as far as the NFL?
Me?
Yeah.
Number two.
We can't have a meaningful conversation.
What do you mean? Wait. Oh, because I didn't answer it the way you wanted
behind,
to answer.
No, wait, behind
two.
Who?
Two. Oh, the Chiefs.
Behind who?
The Chiefs.
Behind Chiefs.
Gotta respect the Chiefs.
Let me ask you a question. Is it a fair analysis that if they lose to this team, that maybe they're the sixth best team because they can't beat any of the teams above that?
It's possible.
Okay, so while we sitting here, don't Vlad. While we sitting here saying that the Dolphins, for whatever reason, should have beaten these teams, can I answer it? Well, maybe they weren't better than those teams.
Maybe they weren't.
Okay, so then how is that an epic failure? They weren't better than those teams?
Are you arguing last year with them in that Monday Night Football game? No. Just please stop playing semantic samurai. Be a man here and answer the question. Was it an epic failure to lose on Monday Night Football the way they did or not?
Oh, to Tennessee? Oh, yeah.
Then what are we talking about, dude? You ended up going to the Tundra as the seven seed instead of being in your own building. It's a to argue anything otherwise, we could talk about the idea that they took every defensive lineman off the street for application. They had that game in hand, and they still would have at least been in their own building.
Okay.
Where they've been tremendous under Mike McDaniel.
So they blew one game.
They blew the game they couldn't.
Right.
Wait a minute. You also blew the game against Buffalo special teams.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
they kicked it around a bit.
Right. So you didn't play very well two of your last three
games. Yeah, but like here. And people want their team to play the best at the most important times. I get that, right? But sometimes those duds come at the wrong time. It doesn't necessarily mean you suck. And to say, like, we played perfect in all these, and, like, look, I just think they'll be better this year because everybody in that building, when they get in that situation again, we'll know how to handle it. Instead of just saying, we're going to be us. We're going to do what we do. Right? They're going to tweak that a little bit. I'm from the offense to the defense to, hey, we're going to tweak how we handle these situations in these meaningful games.
Yeah, they better.
See, this is why I don't understand what you told me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Leroy. Let me tag in here.
Hot tag.
You say Buffalo. You say the Miami's the second best team, though they've lost to Buffalo the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you have them as the second best team in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Make that make sense to me.
Interesting. Oh, okay. I'm glad you asked that, Vlad. You ever hear of a thing called college preseason rankings? Listen, we all have our thoughts, but you got to show me. All right, if you go and yak it up against the SEC in your statement games, non-conference, then you're just a pretender. So we got to see it. We got to see it.
So how
and anybody who says otherwise, and let me just say, any Dolphin that argues otherwise that they don't have to get the Buffalo monkey off their back is delusional.
But they don't have
that
to,
team.
But Toby, they don't have to win week two to get that monkey off the back.
Listen, they're not eliminated from the playoffs. But what did I say? I said I'm not going to buy them until December. They're going to have to do it then. If they want to show me their series, show me off the bat.
Game of the season, the statement game is the whole argument we have, Leroy.
Well, I didn't say must win. I said statement.
But why is it a statement? Why is it a statement game?
Week two, Week two does not determine your season in one little bit.
You guys don't know what statement games are then.
What are you telling me? Nobody has a
statement game is exactly what it is. It's making a statement with the result.
Okay, you know
but
what?
But it has nothing to do with the future of your season.
Leroy. Of course it does.
Hold on.
How it does?
Let me ask you.
They were 8-3 last year.
First of all, divisional game, they count as two. They didn't play Buffalo in the first half of last year. They lost both games.
Let me ask him this. Tobin, 2 years ago, Dolphins played the Ravens in Baltimore. Was that a statement game?
Oh, it was one of the biggest statement games they've had.
Okay, what statement did they do? Because I remember them going 9-8 to finish the season.
Okay, but again, you're not being a grown-up because Tua's head was spaghetti.
But Tua had lost three games before that. The three games on the road, you lost to San Francisco, you lost to the Chargers on Sunday night, and you lost to Buffalo on a Saturday NFL Network game. So you were losing already prior to it.
The only embarrassing one was the Chargers game. The Chargers game was an awful performance. You lose to Buffalo in the snow on the road. There's no shame
in
that
game.
And
by the way,
You lose to San Francisco on the road. That's acceptable.
Wait a minute. Not when they lost their quarterback. That you started the Brock Purdy craze.
What?
Yes. Brock Purdy. That's when the Brock Purdy
craze
began.
I understand you started the Brock Purdy craze, but what is that? That's their statement, not our statement.
So how is that a statement game in week two? And then you guys, and then what's the
because they've that Vlad, they have spanked you for half a decade. That's the facts.
Okay,
you've gotten them to freak out one time. You're gonna start off this season and you're gonna lose to them. You're gonna tell me that's not gonna creep anybody's doubt at all. Okay, you know what? I'm gonna put this in a box. I'm gonna put this take in a box. I'm not going to bring it up again until week two. And then I'm going to see how everybody reacts. Not you, but I'm going to see how the Dolph fan reacts. And you tell me if they're rational if they lose. But of course it's a statement game. It's not a must win. If you guys were grown-ups, I would explain the difference to you.
Why do you always say the other person got to be a grown-up if we agree with you?
It's like I'm arguing with two Peter Pans. No, you guys are two Peter Pans. You guys aren't grown up. And I'm telling you right now.
You're making up.
Run around like a show pony.
I'm going to tell you guys right now. One day, I'll get you guys up to speed on the difference between a must win and a statement game. Because there's a difference. But if you don't think it's a statement game, I can't help you. I can't.
Second week of the season. There's no damn statement games in the second week of the season.
You got a must win week one.
Hey, I don't have a must win week one.
Dude, the Jets have a must win?
Not week one.
Week one?
Oh, dude.
Please.
Oh, my goodness.
This guy. So does Baltimore have a must win in week one?
Nah, they were 13-3 last year. They don't got to show anything.
But don't they have to beat Kansas City? Doesn't Kansas City got mind control over them?
They're too proven, both of them.
Wait a minute. Valid point. The whole problem with Baltimore is they can't get past Kansas City.
Doesn't matter until regular season.
We got him.
You're talking about two credential teams. They need until Baltimore does it in a postseason game, it doesn't matter. Like, I would laugh if I was Kansas City at them. It would be like saying if the Dolphins had to beat Kansas City, be like, whatever. Come on, it's Kansas City. But the divisional games against the divisional champ, absolutely. Try and catch up, guys.
It's my whole life and never been as confused as I am right now with your idiot takes.
I feel like I'm on a hamster wheel with you two. Like, it's like I keep going around and around. I think I've explained it clearly.
No.
First of all, they don't make them that size. the hamster wheel will be like, hey, Jenny Craig, big fella. We'd be one-arming it because the other arm got a snack in it.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
move the Price is Right wheel.
He got a churro in one hand and he's like doing it. Come on, dude. It's too early in the season for that.
We'll take a break. Back after this.
It's our number two with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, Tobin and Leroy, here with you, 560 WQAM. Take you up until 2 here on the program. We're streaming live, YouTube and Twitch. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy coming on up. The chat's on fire. A lot of people agree with me. You know, it's
no,
one of those.
No, they don't.
A lot of people agree with me.
No, they don't.
No, I mean, I saw plenty of people. Even Schmeithen agreed with me. And if Schmeithen's agreeing with me, then... Then you know you nailed it. That's just how it is. It's okay though. Look, we don't have to keep quibbling over this. We don't have to keep quibbling over this. I'll only use last year as, you know, the proving point for this, because last year, what happened to the Miami Dolphins? All right, last season started off 3-0, put a 70 burger on Denver, and what happened week 4?
Denver was terrible.
Leroy. But then what happened week 4?
I don't know what happened.
They went to Buffalo and they got shellacked.
Okay.
And that was the statement game. And then what happened? Turned out the statement game proved to be true. So that's why I'm saying, if you could say there's no statement games early in the season, but there are.
All right. I got you. Why? I mean, what's the point paying 17 games?
That's what I'm exactly. Exactly. If we
not all games are created equal,
because I and somebody pointed this out in the I don't want to just take it away from them.
Okay.
That some would say the Jets and the Bills have more of a statement than the Dolphins.
Season.
They think they have more of a statement season than the Dolphins do?
Yeah, we do. The Jets have a statement season. If
why? Because Aaron Rodgers is old?
Well, no, because here's why. Because everybody said what they were going to be last year with Aaron Rodgers. Well, Aaron Rodgers is playing now, so you better be that.
And everybody, okay. And jobs are on the line. Buffalo, jobs are on the line. Miami, everybody's good.
That's what you think.
You think I don't know. Mike McDaniel's not getting fired if they.
Dude, did you not? I'm sorry, but did you not just hear? The owner was on the preseason broadcast and saying they're Super Bowl contenders.
Yes.
That dude wrote some big-ass checks this offseason.
Hey, wait a minute. Being a Super Bowl contender, what do you think that means? That's basically he's saying we can compete. I feel we can compete with any team and we'll be in the hunt at the end of the year.
This season,
that's not saying we're going to win the damn Super Bowl. Why are you taking it as that?
He's saying this season he looks at them as contenders. These other teams that I'm mentioning – well, the Jets, I mean, Salah's been there for, this is going to be year number 4. So, you know, 4 years and a 5-year deal, if you haven't done anything, you're going to get let go. Sean McDermott's been there for, like, ever in Buffalo.
And they've gotten him every weapon he could think of and still.
And they've,
well,
and
not it, anymore.
The farthest not they've anymore. Ever gone to was the AFC Championship game. They've been favorites for the Super Bowl 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they haven't gotten there. So
it's at least getting close, though, Vlad. Like the Dolphins, if Mike McDaniel doesn't get the Dolphins their first playoff win, you don't think Steven Ross is going to be like, okay, can this dude do it? Can the weirdo do it?
Here's the problem.
But he's not getting fired
here's
right
the problem.
After the season, though.
Here's the problem. Here's why you can't get rid of Mike McDaniel. Because he and Tua are tied that if you bring somebody else in with the guaranteed money you got to get Tua and it doesn't work, you have set your team back. That's why.
If the Dolphins flop this season, dude, I don't think Steven Ross is going to be thinking about that.
All right. Like, I don't – but saying – here, saying you're a contender, because I can name 10 teams that think they're
we already
contenders.
Did this. I'm not – forget that.
But being a contender is like what? That's not saying anything.
Leroy, I'm not asking that. I'm saying you don't think Steven Ross think – you guys could say whatever you want narrative-wise, Jets, Bills, you think have more pressure – the guy was in the booth. We haven't heard from him very much. And he put it on the line saying what he expects with the team healthy.
He just
if his team goes out.
Dude, that's not saying what he expects.
Okay, Leroy, and if he gets bounced, if he doesn't make the playoffs, or if his team gets bounced, how do you think he's going to react to that?
I think he's going to be pissed off.
Okay. So, like, what is the argument? I don't even understand.
No. The argument is him saying we feel that we're Super Bowl contenders. You're saying he put some kind of pressure on, like, you need to do X, X, or this. He just said he thinks his team's really good. That's it. Okay. He didn't give him any expectations. I expect to be here or I expect to do that. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't think that, but that's not what he said.
You don't speak rich guy.
Okay. Wait, see, so I love the way you can take here. I take words. I take exactly what he said, and I take that. You take it and mean what you want it to mean.
I know what it means.
What does it mean?
It means
tell me what it means. What do the Dolphins need to do according to what Ross said?
At least win a playoff game. At least. To keep your jobs.
And so that's what contender means to you.
That's what that means when he says that, yes.
Okay.
Because if his expectations are Super Bowl and they don't make the playoffs and his expectations were Super Bowl,
now,
you don't think that's going to lose any, no one's going to lose their job over that?
Now I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
And here's why I like to let things play out. Say if they 14-3 and 15-2 and have the number one seed and win a playoff game and then lose in the division round, you're going to feel just as upset if they
lost. Well, they wouldn't win. If they were the number one seed, they're going to buy.
They get a bye.
They could lose in the divisional round. He's right. I don't think
he's going to be too pleased about that. No.
Right. So my point is that you, before you have these lofty expectations, first you got to see where you are. Okay? You don't know where this team is right now.
Which is why week two is a statement game. Like, that's, see, you're kind of, see, like, you and I, we're seeing eye to eye here.
No, if they win the first, if they win the first two games, what does that mean?
Wait, leave it.
Why is it week one
not a statement game?
It's Jacksonville. Nobody takes them seriously. Come on, dude. But I will say, it's a Tua statement game because it's him versus Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, my goodness. Dude, you.
Just for him, though.
You pull more angles than athletes. You know how athletes try to pull up angles to motivate themselves, like Jordan does? You pull up more angles than them. And then you're like.
I don't disagree.
You're the obtuse of angles, bro. You're the obtuse of angles.
Excuse me?
Yes.
I am a lot of things. Obtuse is not one of them. Trust
you're
me.
You're the obtuse of angles. It's just, you're saying it's not a statement game, but it's a statement game for Tua. And the most important player on the football team is the quarterback.
Yeah, so but not for everybody.
So, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
While we sitting here doing all of these things, why are we acting like there's not a lot of guys returning from injury? You know, does that play a role in this?
Like with what, Bradley Chubb?
Bradley Chubb, with Jalen Phillips, with Tua. I mean, not with Tua, with Tyreek, with Armstead, with Jalen Waddle. I'm just saying, you're making
assumptions. Teron Armstead's not returning from injury. He's old. Not returning from injury.
You're making assumptions that these guys are going to pick up where they left off. Don't you need to
I'm not making assumptions, but you're tacking. You're running up the score on obstacles that they don't have. Like, if you want to put the pass rusher.
Why not?
Teron Armstead's healthy. He's just not practicing.
Okay.
Or he's barely practicing.
Okay.
He's not hurt.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
All right. Jalen Waddle says he's fine. He said it yesterday. He says, I'm good. They were extra cautious because it's the preseason.
Okay.
Mike McDaniel says if Tyreek Hill, if it was a regular season, of course he'd play.
Yeah, you could play. I agree.
So don't like, I'll hear you out.
The side of the ball.
Yeah. Not having your pass rushers, that's something. But Jalen Phillips beat science. He's going to be there.
So you think he's going to play week one?
I don't know.
You're wrong, but.
I think you should start him week two just because of the 4-day turnaround, personally.
No. If anything, he'll start game three. And that's a stretch because they have that long period of time.
I don't think it's a stretch, Leroy. I think he's back, dude. Okay. I don't know. Like,
listen, I can't emphasize this.
I'm not even doing a bit, by the way. Like, I'm serious.
Wait,
like,
I can't emphasize this enough. There's a big difference in running drills and practicing than going in and playing in a game. You ask your body to take it to another level, okay? And if you are injured, your body may not respond. So a lot of times with these injuries, they err on the side of caution. The other thing with Jalen Phillips is guess what? It's almost time to pay him. You better make damn sure he's healthy. Otherwise, you got to make a decision on an injured player.
Yeah, so but they've already,
that's
but they've
more reason
but
why.
But they've already picked up his option.
That
they have. Like, they have a cushion year on it. So, like, you know, it's not like he's going to walk next year.
Nobody usually plays in that year.
Christian Wilkins did.
Money, huh?
Christian Wilkins did.
And where is he?
He's in Las Vegas, but he played on the year. Like, you're going to act like he's going to walk next year, and he's not.
Oh, okay. All right. This is just all – this is reality. This is not
– No, I'm just giving you the facts of his contract. That's all.
No, I understand that, but nobody plays – they pick up the option because they have to at a certain period of time before the fourth year.
I would argue a guy coming off an Achilles tear, like, picking up the option was kind of like a solid on him, is it not?
No.
Like, to pay a guy $20 million, you don't know how he's coming back from a devastating injury?
No, because it puts you in a bind. Like, if you only got to pay him, like, what, $15 million, and then he ends up – playing well, which you expect if he comes back, and then that becomes 20 plus million because you didn't pick up that option.
We'll take a break. We'll tickle Leroy's fancy next.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh? Are you fancy, huh?
It is time, ladies and gentlemen, to tickle Leroy's. Whoa. Too real there. Fancy.
That's all that lying got you choked up.
I'm not lying, dude. I'm not lying. I'm not lying.
All that fibbing.
I'm not lying. I did do a Jimmy Butler deep dive. That's one. And two, you guys are crazy. Week two statement game. Anyway, Leroy.
What's up?
Tonight. Though you'll be getting Korean barbecue, should you have not gotten Korean barbecue, or if Korean barbecue happen to has a TV on the wall, Dolphins, Bucks, tickle your fancy.
I'm gonna be, look, this is what I'm be doing. Hold on, let me finger, fore thumb, dig it. There we go. Right, sizzle the meat.
Now, can I ask you something? As head meat cooker of your family. Do you feel the need to control all Korean barbecue cooking?
Or... No.
Oh, okay. Just want to make sure.
No. Hey, listen. I have a rule, right? If I take my family somewhere and I pay for the food, and me and Fonz got into this a long time ago when he was a youngling, because he liked crab, right? He used to get me to crack the crab. So my food's sitting here. I'm cracking his crab, and he dipping it in the butter and eating. I can't eat my food. So I said, you know what? No more crab. Till you can crack your own damn crab. And so I'm a fan. If I'm paying for your food, don't ask me to do nothing.
All right. So anyway, preseason game number 3, Leroy.
I didn't have Leroy as a chopstick guy. Let me tell you something. I try, right? But then it gets to the point where it's just like, bring me a fork.
It's the only reason he got his thumb fixed.
Nah, that's this one. I can't go left.
We already learned this week what the left one is for.
Nah, it's the right one. If I have surgery on the right one, we got problems.
Does the game tickle your fancy tonight?
Yeah. It does.
My because fancy is see, tickled.
There's a lot of things you should be able to tell by tonight's game based on who plays and who doesn't play. If somebody that was on the fence doesn't play, that could be an indication of, well, are we keeping him? Or we're definitely keeping him. Or we want to see what this other guy could do so we can get rid of him. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
And there's going to be a few decisions that are made based on what the young guys do tonight. And so I'm interested to see, you know, because they have been, you know, Ezekama has stepped up. There's been some young guys that have stepped up that kind of raised some eyebrows, like, okay, we got to give him another look. Let's see if he can do it a couple of weeks in a row. And if he can, we might have us a gym.
Don't forget the squirrel man, Storm Duck.
Storm Duck? Yeah.
Love that guy. Got to appreciate the little things. Leroy, also tonight, Marlins Cubs?
No. I'm done. In fact,
fancy
we are so
tickled.
Close to we are so close to football, right? That they got me to where I wanted to be, where I don't have to give a damn about baseball.
I tried watching this week. Like, I actually tuned into my Bally app for every Diamondbacks game, and every single I must have been a Marlins mush because like every time I tuned in, out of the ball.
So as soon as you got on the,
I was just like, oh, okay, this must be a sign. Leroy, tonight, Jags Falcons. Take your fancy.
No,
Mac Jones. We'll see little no, Mac Jones.
I'm
actually,
be watching. Not tickled. Here.
You've got me to watch one. I'm not tuning into two playoff games. I mean, two preseason games.
What about tomorrow? A lot on the line. Who is going to take this Steelers quarterback job? They have been both pretty bad so far. Russell Wilson or Justin Fields. Does Steelers Lions tickle your fancy?
Nice try. I told you the only preseason game I'm going to watch this weekend.
Nothing else?
You're going to mention why in a couple of minutes.
What about 10 o'clock? It's a little late on a Saturday. Maybe you can't sleep. No. Your Cleveland Browns traveling to Seattle to take on the Seahawks. Take your fancy?
No. Really? Although I did get the question on Jet Up today. What receiver has the most what's the active receiver that has the most 200-yard games?
I'm not assuming because you said Cleveland, it's got to be Amari Cooper.
Yeah. It's not Tyreek.
Yeah.
That's a good one. I don't think the Cash would know that. I wouldn't know that if you didn't ask me, if you didn't tell me.
They got it right.
If I didn't mention the.
They got it right. And he did it with three different teams. I want to know four.
Well, you know, I'm sure Jerry Jones, watch another receiver go by the wayside. I'm sure it's going to go good for him.
Yep.
Leroy, tomorrow afternoon. At high noon in Dublin, Ireland, the Florida State Seminoles take on the Ramblin' Wreck from Georgia Tech. Is Conor McGregor going to be there? Florida State, Georgia Tech in Dublin, high noon. Tickle your fancy?
Yep. This is, week zero.
Week zero. Yep.
I'm in.
What about 4 o'clock? Montana State takes on New Mexico.
No, too much.
Fancy not tickled.
What about 8 o'clock on CBS Sports Network? SMU takes on Nevada.
Nope.
Fair.
Because
okay.
Those are the, you know what those are?
Hmm?
Those are early scheduled games to get them ready for Tuesday night football.
That's for the gambling.
But they get them ready for the Tuesday night football. You play one game on Saturday. We give you that week one. Then the rest of your conference play on Tuesday and Wednesday.
I call this one the RTD special, Leroy. Midnight. Delaware State visits Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Tickle your fancy?
Oh, my goodness. And Chili pepper. Their most famed player is still playing.
Tickle your fancy?
No.
You played at Hawaii once, right?
Yeah.
It was cool?
My freshman year.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was cool. It was cool. And when they come onto the field, as nobody anticipated, doom to doom to doom to doom 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 dun 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 dun. Like they played it. I'm like, wait a minute. Is that the Hawaii 5-0 theme song? That's what they came onto the field to.
Nobody shouted Hour Tua?
No. Tua wasn't even born.
Tomorrow night, Leroy, UFC fight night. The Killer Gorilla, Jared Cannonier, takes on Kai Barayo. Nah. Take your fancy?
Nah, I don't know, but my nephew's coming over. He's into it, so we might order.
It's a free one tomorrow. It's on ESPN.
Okay.
It's on ESPN. Throw it on there. No charge.
See, you don't have to order.
Don't have to order. Not the greatest card in the world, but not the worst.
Okay.
Tapped Out, by the way, tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, everybody. All right. Get you ready for all the action. That is Tickled My Fancy. Take a break. More shenanigans on the other side. Back after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.